with thou shalt a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You are about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the Saved Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
And close your eyes and let's pray. Father, you are the reason why we are alive and why we are this way. We know, O God, that as we are gathered together in this place this morning, we pray that, Lord, the preaching of your word will be meaningful to us. And Lord, our lives will be greatly impacted, and we will know, O God, that you are the reason. And at the end of it all, Lord, we shall be careful to give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Peter, bring my iPad from outside. All right. It's another Sunday. Say amen. And I'm happy to see you. Are you also happy to see me? Because you should be happy to see me cry. But you, why is that you didn't sing in the choir today? Jessica, why have you not sung in the choir today? I didn't say cover your face. Jessica, then stand up, stand up. If you want everybody to know you, so why didn't you sing in the choir today? Nothing. Yeah. So next week you sing. So sit down. Hallelujah. Oh, there are a lot of people in the room. I said hallelujah. All right. So for a very short time, I want to teach you something that can make your life successful. And all of us, I've started a preaching. All of us, as we are around, when I say we are around, it means we are in the world. As we are around, our aim, okay, is to be successful. Isn't it? Is it not it? Our aim is that it will be well with us. Is that not your aim? Our aim is that we will live long. Is it not one of your aim? That is why you have been taking vitamin C and you have been running around for joggings. And you want to eat good food, isn't it? So there are a lot of things that can make us do well. Sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up. I should be closing the next 5 minutes. And so, the Bible has a way that can make us successful. Before you see, you open your eyes, those of you who sleep, you see that I've finished preaching. And so, this morning and next week, and the weeks that will follow, I will attempt to explain to you one of the major ways to do well. Okay? There are various ways of doing well. But the Bible has also set down a way. Okay? In Proverbs, King Solomon said that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. There is a way, okay, of doing things. And one thing can be done in many ways. Alright? And even if you have been around for a very short time, or you have not been around for even a long time, you will know that there are various ways of even doing stew. Okay? Or queen, alai. Isn't it not we have ways of doing jollof? The same jollof, but there are various ways of doing it. If you want to do groundnut soup, and most of you here cannot cook, but if you want to, even the sister who said, they say, yeah, can you cook? You can cook what and what? Tea. No problem. So there are various ways of preparing tea. Okay? And so there is no one way of doing things. Okay? But there is always the right way of doing things. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm just attempting to explain to you what it means. So, the Bible has laid down a way, Saint Tim, to do well. And if you can learn to follow the Bible way, things will be better. Amen. Oh, I said amen. And so this morning, I'm preaching from our Father's book. Okay. It's called My Father, My Father, Cover My Defenseless Head. Okay. And I'm preaching from chapter 8. And the title of this preaching is called Fathers and the Highest Kind of Blessing. Fathers and the Highest Kind of Blessing. There are types of blessing, but we have the highest kind of blessing. All right? And the highest kind of blessing always come from fathers. Am I here? Are you here? Ephesians chapter 6, popular scripture. Everybody can recite, but open it. Ephesians chapter 6. Everybody open it in your Bible. You should know where Ephesians is by now. Ephesians chapter 6. Are you there? Yeah. It says, children. So, this particular instruction, listen to what I'm saying. Sit up. You should sit up. This particular instruction is going to children. I'm teaching you how to attract blessing. Okay? And avoid a curse. Even as you are young. Children. This one goes to children. And I don't think anybody here is an adult. I hope you are all children. Yeah. So this particular preaching is good. Children, comma. It means that a certain instruction is coming to children. If you are a child, lift up your hand. You are a child. So listen. If you are a child, if you claim that you are a child, then listen. Listen attentively to this one. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Children, obey your parents. It's a very serious scripture. This is one of the most frightening scriptures in the Bible. But it is one of the scriptures that everybody can quote it off head. Children, obey your parents. I'm sure by now, we all know who parents are. True of us. If you are here, it means you are above class 2. If you are sitting in my church this morning, right now, it means that you are above class 2. I am not sure anybody here is in class 2. And then one Baba may preach it. Everybody here, by the grace of God, has passed class 2. And you understand what when we say parents, we are not talking about guarding eggs. watermelon. Parent is not fruit. Parent is not charcoal. When Bible says parent, yes, this way. Look, look. Benedicta, yeah. The preacher, you have to come to the front so that it can enter you. Very good. Nobody should put back on a chair. Eh? One man, one seat. Yes. Very good. Because where I've gotten to, I need power to preach. Very good. Can I continue the preaching? Some poor academy, they should enter quickly. Peter, make sure you Jivogbe, sit down. Make sure. Yes. Fill in the blank spaces. Very good. Wafa, Tanahase. Jesus. Oh, okay. Very good. Uh-huh. Parents are fathers and mothers. You see, I'm very serious about what I'm preaching. Very, very serious. Because you see, if your shirt is dirty, you can wash it. But when your life, Queen, when your life attracts a curse, it's very difficult to go. Curse. Do you know curse? Do you know what is called curse? It's a very serious thing. And so, I want to change your orientation. I mean, come, brofone, so that you know that you're in a good church. Your orientation and your perception towards blessing and cursing, okay, must be activated. Gloria, do you understand? Yeah. For somebody to say, God bless you, it means a lot. And for a parent to say, you will grow and see, is also something that you will see. Yeah. So when we say parent, your parents are your fathers and your mothers. And Bible says, children, listen to me, children. Obey. To obey somebody means to listen to the person. And everybody has something that you listen to. The Bible said, he said that wives are your mothers. Submit to your husbands. So, the duty of a wife is to do what? Is to do what? Is to submit. Then he said, husbands, let's read it. I just want to teach you so that you know what your father is supposed to do. And you also know what your mother is supposed to do. So, and then I also come to your own. Your own, dear, you know it already. So, but I still have to tell you what it is. Alright. So let's go to Colossians. Mm-hmm. Colossians will do. Colossians 3:18. Wafa tana. Echira ukoin kwasi asem kwa na mukodiwo. Where is George? He's going to look for so. Okay. This particular scripture, Skade, it has summed everything up. Colossians 3. Let's go to verse 17. Everybody's duty is there. Colossians chapter 3. I'm not saying Corinthians. I say Colossians. Are you there? Yeah, Colossians 3. Verse 17. Let's start from verse 17. It says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, comma, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Verse 18 is what I'm looking for. He said, wives. Now they are starting with wives. Wives are your mothers. You understand? When Bible says wives, and so very soon, some of you are going to be wives. Queen, you'll be a wife. Or, yes, or you're not married. You'll marry. Abigail, very soon you'll be a wife. Or, you'll marry. Yeah, you marry. If you don't marry, what will you do? You marry. And where is madam? She's sick. Ophie, she's not there. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands. But it's a difficult thing for wives. This particular, it's not even one line, half a line. He said, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands. It's a very difficult thing to do. When you grab, you know, you will see that even, you even tell us that, submit, nona, they can't do. Yes, it's one thing they can't do. Then, let's go to verse 19. Your fathers to their own are there. He said, husbands, love your wives. It's also a very serious thing. Husbands are finding it very difficult to love their wives. Husbands, hey, lift up your head. Husbands can love other people's wives. Do you understand? But they can't love their own wives. Then, wives also cannot submit to their own husband, though, but they can submit to other people's husband. Yeah. It's a serious thing in the world. Your children, so I don't tell you anything. 20, verse 20. That's where the children are owner. It says, children, obey your parents in all things. Have you seen your own over there? So, your duty is to obey. You have not been told to love anybody. Have you been told to love somebody? Have you been told to submit somebody? Your duty as a child is to obey your parents in all things. You can choose not to love your mother. Yes. So yeah, when we came, the pastor, I said we shouldn't love. But your duty, okay, is to obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in. So for you to be happy, you have to trust and obey. Oh, I'm preaching. Then he came to servants, 22. He said, servants, obey in all things your masters. So, servants are also supposed to obey. Okay? So, a child and a servant, there is no much difference. You are all supposed to obey. So, back to Ephesians chapter 6, you know. He said, children, let me show you what it means to obey. To obey, it means to comply with command, direction, or request of another to comply with command. At your age, look at my face. You see, this particular thing, the devil doesn't want you to listen. No. The devil does so. He will make you play with useless things. Play with pain cover will not add anything to your life. Rather, it will shift your attention from this thing that I'm preaching for you to save your life. The devil is fighting the preaching, but he cannot. Yeah, I will preach. Next week, I will still preach it. At your age, you need to be commanded. Say amen. You need to be directed. Say amen. Yeah, and you need to obey the request of another person. You cannot be in the house and determine what you will do. It's not done. When you become a father, you understand. Jessica, when you become a mother, you understand why your mother has been talking. I feel I'm preaching. Yeah. So, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Wofa, you're welcome. He said, obey your parents in the Lord. In the Lord. In the Lord. Obey your children. Obey. Sammy, can you sit here? Children, obey your parents. Where? I said where? The people, I said where? In the Lord. Ewonyamimo. Children, obey your parents, no? Ewo nyamemo, in the Lord. Then he has brought colon. Do you know colon? Anytime you are reading the Bible and you see colon, colon means he's come to explain. He said, for this is right. Look, to obey your father and your mother is the right thing to do. If you are wondering what is right and what is wrong, to obey your mother and your father, it is right. Same thing, it is right. Obeying daddy and obeying mommy is right. Let me tell you, as I'm about to close, do not let anybody pour porridge in your head that your mother is a witch. Yeah, you see, when you grab some more, you hear some of these things. You meet a certain prophet at Achimota Forest who will tell you that the reason why up to now you are 18 years and nobody is saying you marry you is because of your mother. But let me ask you, 18 years, you know, how old are you cry like that, that you want to marry at the age of 18? And that it is your mother who has used your womb to do lice soup. And because of that, let me tell you, if your mother want to use your womb for lice soup, don't you think she would have done it long ago? Is it now that you are grown that they will use your womb for lice soup? Yeah. It is your mother who is doing you. It is your father who is doing you. He said, for this, Sammy, it's right. It is right. Let's go. He said, honor. Honor. That's the word there. He said, honor thy father. My time is going. And mother. So you see, the Bible now explained, in case you are saying that you don't understand what is called parent. If you say you didn't go to school, you don't understand what is called parent. Now the Bible is now explaining who your parents are. He said, thy father and mother. Thy father and mother. Listen, you are not self-made. You have a father and you have a mother. None of you came from the tree. We were not walking, then we found you. If you like today, let's all be here and say we'll not go. By 6 o'clock, you see, all this place will be filled with people coming to look for all of you. Somebody is responsible for your life. Are you still here or you are in the house already? Yeah, you are here. Somebody is responsible for your life. Which is the first command? I'm explaining the scripture. I've not even started the preaching yet. Which is the first commandment with a promise? Look at this. I said that it may be well with thee. For it to be well with you, it's a blessing. It will be well with you. That it will be well with you. And the last part says, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. These are the two things everybody is looking for. That it will be well with you. And number two, that you live long. Yesterday I saw a poster of a certain brother. He was 21 years. 21. That you will live long. How many of you want to live long? Yeah. How many of you want to do well? Very good. Look, children who obey their parents, they are different from parents who are rebellious. Maybe rebellious is what you don't understand. Who are disobedient. If you want to disobey somebody in this life, not your father and not your mother. Some of you have disobeyed your parents and they've said certain things about you. You see, because hair, do you know hair? Hair has come under your armpit. You think that you and your father are the same. Because a certain egg is forming on your breast. You think you have breast. You have grown. He says, children who obey their. You see, let me tell you, is it one of the reasons why you feel that they like somebody more than you is because of your character at home. You see, parents, even if you are 100 in the house, they can see. They can see the people who are obedient, and they can see the people who are disobedient. True or false? Yeah. That is why when you ask your father for something, it doesn't mean he doesn't have it all. He has it. But he doesn't want to give you because of your attitude, because of your behavior, because of the way you are disobedient. Your father cannot correct you. Am I preaching? Yeah, I'm preaching. Your mother cannot talk your matter. Everybody is afraid of you. If you do something bad, they have to call the Ebusua Penny and come and sit down and then have a family talk before they can resolve the issue. You don't respect. Obumo, and you have carried that attitude to the church. You don't respect. If you do that, it's very simple. It will not be well with you, and you will not do well. You will not do well doesn't mean you will not buy a cow. It, even as at now, you can see how it is not well with you. How you are finding it difficult to do mass. How when they teach social studies, it's not going through. Science, you are not seeing top. Even English language, you are failing. It's a sign that it is not well with you. Yeah. A class of 30, you are always number 29. Yeah. It means the other person who is chopping last time, Onuka put there, he's more disobedient than you. Yeah. Bible said that he that despised his mother and his father, Bible said that his lamp shall go out. It means that your ability to shine, you see, to shine means to do well, is diminished. I'm teaching you. Look, one of the dangerous group of people in this world are fathers and mothers. Hey, be careful of them. Treat them with care. Sammy, treat them with care. Father and mother. When daddy says, you are blessed, you are blessed. When your mother says, oh, you grow and see. Yeah, it's a type of curse. Yeah. The next time your father is speaking, may he speak a blessing over your life. Yeah. I like the way the church is quiet. I want to show you in the Bible a certain father who called his sons. Genesis chapter 49. Genesis chapter 49. By the time we are, look, your parents will like you. They will every day they'll be speaking blessings in your direction. Genesis 49. Are you there? Yeah. It says, and Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together. The father is calling the children that gather yourselves together that I may tell you which shall befall you in the last days. Who has a different version from King James? A different version that is not King James. Good news or something. Whose Bible is good news? Good news. Let me see the good news. Let me read the good news version. So that. He said, Jacob called for his sons and said, gather round and I'll tell you what will happen to you in the future. Your father is about to speak. Because all along, you think you are 12. 12 sons in the house, and that you can chop bad and your father will not know. Now he said that all my 12 children gather, and I'm about to tell you what will happen to you in the future. And everything the father said, it came to pass. Verse 2. Come together and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to your father, Israel. He's starting with the first verse in Reuben. Look at what he said about Reuben. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. Reuben is the firstborn. You are my strength and the first child of my manhood, the proudest and the strongest of all my sons. Is it not a nice thing for your father to say that you are the strongest among my children? But look at what he said about Reuben again. He said, verse 4, you are like a raging flood, but you will not be the most important. Do you understand? Yeah. King James said that. He said, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Hey, do you know what your father said? You will not excel. It's a curse. You should be afraid. He said, as you see how water is not stable. If you pour water here right now, before you go out and come, it has also gone outside. It is not stable. If you put the chair here, the chair will be there, you come and meet it. Water is not stable. He said, the way water is not stable, so will your life be. You will not excel. What did he do? He said, for you slept with my concubine. Yeah. He went to have sex with his father's wife. Yeah. Those of you, you may not have sex with your father's wife. Oh. But you see, something which is for your father, you are going to collect it. Be careful when something is for your father and you also want to use it. Some of you are in the house, a certain plate is for your father. If nobody is watching, you use that plate to eat. Your father's chair that he sits in, you are going to sit inside and you have crossed your leg. Yeah, be careful. Your father may not speak, oh, but this blessing, this type of speaking, it will follow you. Yeah. Something which was for his father, Reuben, and those of you who are firstborns, be careful. Firstborns. Hey, look, you talk yourself, you are sleeping. Yeah. Firstborns. You have the tendency to be disrespectful. Those of you who have been in the church for a long time, you have the tendency to be disrespectful. Those of you who are around for some time, you have the tendency to misbehave. You see? And anytime you misbehave, nobody will say anything. No. But this particular verse that Jacob spoke long ago, they will follow you. You have been in the church for a long time. So, Jimienu, right now, you even have a degree in it. You are fully. You don't respect anybody. You don't know that you cannot differentiate between yourself and the next person. Number 5. Simeon and Levi. Look at what he said about them. He has 12, so we are going 12. He said, Simeon and Levi are brothers. They use their weapons to commit violence. They use their weapons to commit violence. They use their tongue to say evil things, to insult, violence. When we come to your area, we will see you. Everybody in the area, they know you. You commit violence with your weapon. You are a very wicked person. Wickedness can be attributed to you. Don't give me the impression I'm not preaching. I'm preaching. This word of God is made for you today. I will not join in their secret talks. Hey, when you meet, when Simon and Levi, they meet, what they talk about, they talk about pornography. They talk about bad movies. They talk about girls. They talk And their father said that, I will not join in their secret talk, nor will I partake in their meetings. I will not be where they are. Yeah. I will not be where they are. You've joined yourself with people. For they have killed men in their anger. You see what their father said? This my two boys, Simon and Levi, when they are angry, hey, some of you, when you are angry, it's not. Hey! Nobody can make you cool down. When, even in school, when you are angry, we used to have a certain boy when we were growing up in the school. One day he was angry, he took pen. A day he was sitting down with a friend, he took pen and he used to choke the boy here like this, and the pen entered to remove it. When we were in secondary school, we had some senior be very wicked. He asked a certain boy for Gary or something. The boy said, that's me. Then we went for preps to go and study. The boy, he studied and he was tired, so he slept. This senior, he came to find the boy sleeping. He took pen like this. He put it in his ear like this. And gah! Because he asked the boy for Gary, the boy didn't give him. You see wickedness? He said, in their anger, they kill men. You, when you are angry, you pick a knife. In the house, when you are angry, you pick a knife. This week, I was reading about in Jeremiah. Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things. One of the things that can deceive you is your heart. Anger, it comes from the heart. When you are angry, it's like, it's a very bad thing. And you pride in it, say, me the mi bufua, ubi unto me come as him. She, if he had him, me and a missus so, ubi unto me come as him, me mami cras through me. Look, you are on your way. You are on your way. Yeah. At your age, at the age of 12, when you are angry, you pick a knife. And then when you marry and you grow up and you are angry with your wife, you pick this thing. You pick a gun and shoot her. Yeah. That's why nobody is your friend in the church. Because when we are playing someone, you are angry, then you begin to kick people. He said they have crippled boots for sports. A curse shy be on their anger because it is so fierce. A curse. He said, and in their fury because it is so cruel. I will scatter them throughout the land of Israel. I will disperse them among its people. Look at what the father is saying about you. That curse be your anger. He will disperse you. So far, we've not heard any blessing yet. Ruben own was Bobo. They say you know excel. Akwaamie no isu so you see. Eye, they too, they will not do well. Now curse be their anger. You think you are plenty in the church, so the pastor doesn't know you. He knows all of you. He can see all of your character. Verse 8. Judah. I beg you. Judah. Ash. Look at what they said about Judah. He said, Judah, your brothers will praise you. May your brothers praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't like that. I said, may your brothers praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. First brother, we didn't hear anything good. Second and third brother, we didn't hear anything good. The fourth one, he said, Judah, your brothers will praise you. They will hold. He said, you hold your enemies by the neck. Yeah. Hold your enemies. It means that your enemies cannot defeat you. This is a blessing. Father is speaking over the son. You see, they are all coming one by one. He took a chair. He sat down. When you come, the rest were there. Now, firstborn, they put the hand on you. Then you say, secondborn, put this one came. He sat down. He said, Judah, your brothers will praise you. This one alone is enough. Your brothers, all your 11 brothers, they will all praise you. Your brothers will bow down before you. Hey, is it not a good blessing? May your brothers bow down before you in Jesus' name. Yeah. He said, your brothers, they will bow down. They will bow down before you. Everybody lift your head up. Brother, lift your head. It's not time to bow down, It's time to bow, then we'll tell you. It's not time to bow. Judah is like a lion. That's the way we present the lion of the tribe of Judah. He said, Judah is like a lion, killing his victims and returning to his den, stretching out and lying down. No one dares disturb him. That's how your life is going to be. Yeah, nobody will disturb you. No enemy will disturb you. Mathematics will not disturb you. Science will not disturb you. BEC will not disturb you. WASI will not disturb you. Nothing shall be able to disturb you. This is the blessing for Judah. He said he will kill his enemies. French, which is an enemy, you kill him. Mathematics, that looks like an enemy, you kill it. Yeah. He said, Judah cried here. When your verses be presented, Judah will hold the royal scepter. It means that, you see, if you go to every tribe, there is a place that they take the kings from. They call them the royals. Yeah. They call them the royals. I mean, they don't go to any school by heart. The royals. He said that you hold the royal scepter, and his descendant will always rule. Nations will bring him tribute and bow in obedience before him. Look, that is why Jesus Christ said he came from the tribe of Judah as a king. All the kings, they came from the tribe of Judah. See the blessing? When people were receiving curses, others were receiving blessings. Let's continue for Judah. He said, he ties his young donkey to a grapevine, to the very best of the vine. Grapevine. Grapevine. Do you know what it's called? Look, grapes are more expensive than mangoes. How many of you have seen somebody selling grapes before? But you see these grapes, they sell small, it's very expensive, rough. Mango, dear. Even they can dash it to you free. Yeah. It's a good blessing. It's a good blessing. 13. Let's go to 13. Zebulun. He said, Zebulun will live beside the sea. His shore will be a haven for ships. His territory will reach as far as Sidon. Zebulun will be a haven for ship. When we say you are the haven for ship, what means that? You are the seashore where all the ship will come and take rest. Yeah. May people come and take rest in your house. Yeah. Some of you, your cousins come and visit you small, no, then your face has come. No, I'm better dying. I'm better dying. Says, who dying? You see, you are not a haven. A haven is somebody, a peaceful person that you can stay in his house. You, as you are growing, you have even stayed with your auntie. Today, by the grace of God, you have stayed with your mother. Somebody has come to visit you. You have made your face like paper that we've crumpled it. Nonsense. Then you are fighting with your cousins. But may you become a haven. When people come to your house, may they feel very comfortable and go and come again. Yeah. You are eating, your friends have come, then you put the food under the bed. Hey. You are not a haven. When people come to your house, may they find joy in your house. Yeah. Zebulun say, you will be a resting place. Some of you can't be resting place the way your character is. Somebody came to visit you. The person didn't bring shirt, and then he said, "Oh, please give me one of your shirt." Share. Oh, Michelle, you can't move. Share. But somebody who is a heaven, say, oh, yeah, you to wear this my shirt is the same thing. Then they think we are twins. Yeah. As somebody who is a heaven, somebody who makes things happen. In times of difficulty, somebody like that can make sure there is a way. Hey, some of you are sitting down here. If it is left to you, let's go to Issachar. Issachar is no better than a donkey that lies stretched out between his saddlebags. But he sees that the resting place is good and that the land is delightful. May you see that the resting place is good. And you see, a place can be good, but you will not know. Yeah. A place can be good, but you will not know. A place can be good. Some of you, the day your foolishness comes and you want to leave the church, remember that not every church is church. Some churches are actually banks. Banks. Yeah, it's not a church. They say it's a church, but you are going to a video game center. It's not a church. Yeah, it's not a church. This place is a good place. Yeah, this our church is a good church. I'm telling you. Yeah, one of the blessed places you can be is in this church. I thought you clap your hands together for Jesus. Yeah. It's a very good place. It is an Onampo church. Yeah. We don't just teach you John 3:16 and ask you to go home. You learn pure word of God. Pure word of God. You do not word of God. Pure one. That's how come your life is better this way. So I feel like by this time, if you are attending some other churches, by this time they've given you toffee, tom-tom, and you are in the house already. They've closed you with biscuits. They've given you biscuits. Who is here? This morning when you came, I gave you biscuits. They've given you biscuits already. And the reason why you are going to the church is because of biscuit. Biscuit and toffee. Once upon a time, they will give you jollof. Hallelujah. He says, and the land is delightful. So he bends his back to carry the load. May you carry the load. Look, there's a load for everybody to carry. The earlier you carry the load in your youth, the better it will be for you in future. Look, everybody has a load. Bible says, Jesus was even speaking in Matthew. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Everybody is laboring. Share. School now is labor. The school you are is labor. You can see that it's labor. Look at that big textbook. You are still learning it. It's labor. And they'll cane you on top of it. It's labor. Yeah. In the book of Lamentation, Bible says that it is better for you to bear the yoke of your youth. Let me open that scripture to you. Go to Lamentations. I'll look for it. I think it's Lamentation chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 27. Are you there? You don't know where Lamentations is, but you know where to find coins in your mother's destiny, your mother's purse. Lamentations 3. Are you there? Verse 27. He said, it is good. Listen, everybody has burdens, so. But he said that it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Look, the yoke, the earlier you bear it in your youth, eh, you'll be happy in future. So when we say go to school, you say you don't go to school, you think you are doing me. The yoke you don't want to carry now, when you grow up, you carry it. Go to school then, yeah, this morning, I have to face somebody. You wrote BEC, the BEC, it didn't work. Oh, 9999999999999, and you brought it. You said you want to go to secondary school. Foolish boy, where secondary school collect you with 9? After, go and write again. You say, okay, you write. But the school we are sending you, they say, you do test. If you pass the test, you go to form 3. If you don't pass the test, you go to form 2. This morning, you came to stand in front of my officer. What is it? You don't want to go to form 2. Stupid boy. But you want to go to where? You want to go to SS3. And why does he not want to go to form 3? He is grown. I said, what about them? You are grown. You are grown, sensei. If you are grown, go and pull train. Hey, if you think you are grown, go and be a train driver. Or go and marry. With your 9, where are you going with the 9? It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. This is your youth, oh. This is your youth. There is a load for you to carry. The yoke for you to carry is the fraction you are studying now. Yeah. The yoke, that's the yoke. Waking up at 3 o'clock and steady bathing cold water and go and sit down and say you are from 3 from 6 o'clock in the morning up to 7 o'clock in the night. That is the yoke. You better bear it now. Don't let super bet deceive you. Super bet will not be there forever. I'm telling you, super bet, it will never be there forever. In any case, what do you get from Superbet? Since you started doing the Superbet, have you won before? Have you won any money before? Stupid boy. Or I shouldn't preach like this. If I don't preach like this, who will preach like this to you? Only me. Or so I should continue. Yeah. I'm preaching. Don't worry. Oba will be here. Yeah. Let's go to verse 16. Done. Dan will be a ruler for his people. May you become a ruler. Amen. I say you become a ruler. Amen. You will know what is good and what is bad. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Bible said that in those days, there was no king in Israel and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Yeah. In those days, there was no king in Israel, but you will be a ruler. When you enter a place and something is not working, you will know. When you enter the church and the chairs are not arranged well, you will know. If something is not working well and you are at the place, you will be the ruler. You will be the person to say that this thing is not done this way. It is done rather this way. You be a ruler. That's the blessing of a father to a son. Now my son, you be a ruler. When they say some people no excel, they say some people become a ruler. They will be like other tribes of Israel. Dan will be a snake at the side of the road, a poisonous snake beside the path that strikes the horse heel so that the rider is thrown off backwards. I will wait for your deliverance, Lord. Yeah. Nobody will attack you. Nobody. Yeah. A poisonous snake. A snake that bites enemies. If somebody enters the church and the person begins to speak foolish about the church, you will rise up. You will rise, say, hey, brother, hey, please, we beg here, we beg you. Yeah, we don't talk like this. The way you are talking like an idiot. We don't talk like that. Yeah. You sort the person out. Hey, I'm sorry, dear. Hey, back cry. Hey, say, sister, we beg you. Don't come and spoil what we are doing here. God, verse 19. God will be attacked by a band of robbers. Hey. Do you know the prayer the father is praying for the son? That you, God, I'm robbers who come and attack you. If you are sitting down here and I'm praying for you and I say, I'm robbers who come and attack you. If you go, will you come back to this church again? You come again. pastor is praying for you, then your pastor said that as unstable as water is, you will not excel. Hey, Sunday, will you think that God is leading you back to this place? No. No. When people are collecting blessings, I just told the Assyrian robbers who attack them. Hallelujah. But he would turn and pursue them. Put your hands together for Angelina. Put your hands together for Angelina. I don't know what happened. And up and down. When we close, you sink, eh? You sink. I mean, to close us all. Asher's land will produce rich food. Hey, I like this one. Those of you who like food, this is your portion. Asher's land will produce rich food. It means that when you plant your crops, they will yield. What it means is that your basenta will grow in Jesus' name. Yeah. Your basenta will grow. It will produce rich people. Rich. He will provide food fit for a king. Ash. He will give food. You see, kings, eh? Kings, they don't eat anything. No. You, the reason why you eat anything is because you are not a king. Yeah. You like this kanzo, and have you seen the king eating kanzo before? Who pay kanzo kradodo? You buy kanzo, then you buy gari to see this and miss it. Hey, king, have you seen king drinking soakings before? Na chese who the soakings are? Soakings in katieni, soakings are milk nim. Chese gari ni sugar kwa, then you miss it. Sa type of utanso ani bon, a bon rough. Yeah. May you produce rich food for a king in Jesus' name. Yeah. You see, what it means is that you become very important. Priscilla, you become an important person. For you to produce a food for a king, you are important. You are important. Yeah. Do you think the houseboy of the president, do you think he doesn't have car? He has car. President ni houseboy or car. Your father is not a houseboy. But on a bicycle. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yeah. He will produce rich food for a king. Naphtali. Naphtali is a deer that runs free, who bears lovely fans. Naphtali, let's go to Joseph. Ash. Joseph was the last but one son. Joseph's blessing, they were a lot. Just like the way Judah's own was. Let's go. Joseph. Joseph is like a wild donkey by a spring. Look at the words the father used. A wild colt on a hillside. His enemies attack him fiercely and pursue him with their bows and arrows. But his bow remains steady. And his arms are made strong. May your arms be made strong. By the power of the Almighty God of Jacob. By the shepherd and the protector of Israel, it is your father's blessing who helps you. May your father's blessing helps you. Yeah. The Almighty God who blesses you with the blessings of rain from above and the deep waters from beneath and the ground. Blessings of many cattle and children. May you have many cattle and children. Yeah. Blessings of corn and flowers. May you have corn and flowers. Blessings of ancient mountains, delightful things from everlasting hills. May these blessings rest upon the head of Joseph, on the brow of the one set apart from his brothers. These are blessings for Joseph. May you be blessed. Yeah. When people were collecting curses, when people don't know where to pass. When curses were coming on people, others were collecting blessings. Others were taking blessings. The day your father will speak, may he speak a blessing over your life. The day your father will say a word, may he send the blessings of Joseph upon your life. May the blessings of Judah come upon your life. Yeah. That is a father. You think you are just in the house? You think you are just in the church? I'm seeing all of you. Yeah. I'm seeing your character. I'm seeing what you turn out to be. Even though it is in the church, but if you don't live a certain lifestyle, you attach yourself to bad people in the church. Before you realize that you are a homosexual. Last person, Benjamin. Benjamin is like a vicious wolf. Morning and evening, he kills and he devours. Verse 20, he said that these are the blessings, these are the 12 tribes of Judah, of Israel. And this is what their father said as he spoke a suitable word of farewell to each son. Each son. Suitable words of farewell. As the father was about to die, these were the words he said. Honor your father. Any father in your life, honor him. Some of you, it is not even a biological father. I think in this I've taught you before, different type of fathers. Yeah. And look, one of is your biological father. Yeah. And in this church, our father is Bishop Dag Edward Mills. I thought you are putting your hands together. Yeah. Yeah. Look. Bishop, you see, what you are seeing, the building you are seeing, everything, it is because of him. It is because of him. For you to sit down here this morning and listen to what, look, Bishop Dag would have loved to pastor you himself. Yeah. What I'm teaching you, it is from his book. He wrote it. Yeah. Look, if you want your father to like you, listen to, I'm about to close. Everybody sit up. If you want your father to like you, honor him. Don't fight. We don't fight fathers. I hope you listen to this one. Kezia, we don't fight fathers. It should be yes, daddy. Yes, daddy. We don't fight fathers. We don't disrespect fathers. We don't argue with fathers. If you do that, it will not be well with you. It's simple. Just as 1 + 1 = 2. If you disrespect any father, it will not be well with you. Alex, sit up. If you are feeling sleepy, stand at the back. I don't know why you sleep in such an atmosphere. Yeah. A father. An important person. A father is different from a class teacher. Yeah. A father is somebody who nurtures you, who is with you. A father doesn't only tell you nice things. A father also corrects you. Anybody who doesn't correct you is not a father. No. You have done something bad. The person has seen, has not said anything. You see, it's because you are young, but don't be fooled by people who sing your praises. Oh, every day the person is giving you fans. The person is not being real to you. A father tells you the truth, even if it is difficult. Do you understand? Yeah. A father corrects you. A father is somebody who disciplines you when you go wrong. Recently, Priscilla did something. And I called her. And I told her that. For this thing that you have done, I will not talk your matter again. Hey. Come and see. Crying. Hey. Oh, Pastor Emma, talk my matter. Oh, talk my matter. Talk my matter. Oh, dimechi. Ah. at the price, I said, okay, you go. He said, no. Tell me that you are forgiving me. Yeah. By you. Oh, if you don't talk my matter, they say, no, no, no. Yeah. Some of you are here. You can see that. I don't even mind you. You can see. You see, because, you see, don't forget this church. You see, because of your disrespect from the house, when you enter this place, you cannot tell the difference between a father figure in your life and your disrespect in the house. If you look at me, myself and your elder brother, we are not the same. I am not your elder brother. Ubra Penny, I am not him. Do you understand? Even if your elder brother is older than me, he has married 7 wives. Still, me and him, we are not the same. Yeah. You should know the difference. You should know. Fathers, in the highest kind of blessing, you know yourself. You know how disobedient you are. This morning, you want to repent. And you say, God, forgive me. Forgive me. As I'm preaching, you can think about the things you have done. You can think how disrespectful you have been to a father in your life. You can see. You can see. How you see, that's why they don't like you the way they should like you. Yeah. Any father you are nice to, he will like you. You see that? He will start giving you things. Anybody, if your father doesn't give you things, it means he doesn't like you. I'm telling you. You don't do things that please him. He doesn't mind you. He just seeing you in the house. He's seeing you as one of the children. But his love for you actually has left long ago. Yeah. Your father will call you, then you say you will not come. Yeah. It's total disrespect to him. The Bible says, when you do that, you don't do well. You don't do well. You don't do well. You don't do well. This morning, we want to go back to the Lord. We want to go back to the Lord in this church. Our father, all of us, UD, all of us, our father is Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Yeah. And if you don't honor your father in a certain way, that blessing to live long and to do well will not come to you. Stand to your feet. Close your eyes. Nobody should go out. We actually want to repent. Yeah. Say a prayer. Close your eyes, everybody, and pray for yourself. Pray. You know. Say a prayer for your. You know. The Lord, forgive me. I'm coming back. Forgive me. Forgive me. Don't stand there and look at me as if you don't understand what I'm saying. Pray. Pray that any path that you have taken, the Lord will bring you back on the right path. Pray. 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 Everybody say a prayer. You know how you have been very disrespectful. Even at church, in this church, you know. At school, you know. In the house, you know. Nobody should go out. Everybody stand where you are. Yes. Lord, we confess that we have wandered far from your purpose and plan. And we live in the wrong direction. We've disobeyed your command. Father, forgive us. Father, forgive us. Spirit, come lead us back to the way, back to the truth, back to the feet of the cross. Show us the ancient path.
Lead us along eternal highways. We want to walk in the ways of Jesus.
We want to end. Show us the ancient path.
Show us the the shepherd. Lead us along eternal highways. We want to go in the footsteps of Jesus. We want to enter your rest.
Lord, we confess that.
Lord, we confess that we have wandered far from your purpose and plan.
And we willing.
And willing walk in the wrong direction. We disobey your command.
Father, forgive us.
Father, forgive.
Spirit, come lead us.
Spirit, come lead us.
Back to the way.
To the way. Back to the truth. Back to the
word.
Show us the ancient path. Lead us along eternal highways. We want to follow
the ways of Jesus.
We want to enter your rest.
Show us
the ancient path. Lead us along. We want to follow the footsteps of Jesus. We want to enter your rest.
Show us the ancient path.
Lead us along the eternal highway. We want to walk in the way of Jesus. We want to enter.
Show us
the ancient path. Lead us along the eternal highways. We want to walk in the ways of Jesus. We want to enter your rest.
You are here this afternoon. It's already afternoon. You are not born again. All that we are saying, you keep saying, why? Why do I have to obey my father? My father didn't take care of me, Pastor. He didn't take care of me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Close your eyes, everybody. It doesn't matter whether your father took care of you or not. That is not the point. Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. You kept battling with the word of God for the past 1 hour. But I want to tell you that, look, you can make a choice this morning. You are not born again. And you want to say, Pastor, lead me to Christ. Lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. Sincerely, don't let anybody force you, sincerely from your heart. After that, I'll pray for people who feel they have been disrespectful, who feel the way they should honor their father, they have not done that and they want to go back. But now I'm talking about people who want to give their lives to Christ. Say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me in your blood. Please write my name in the book of life. I am for you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. You are here also. I want to pray for you. You've been very disrespectful. But this morning, you have heard it all. You think you and your father are the same. Everybody close your eyes. It's a serious prayer. But you have realized that when you think you are equal with your father, that blessing that should come to you will not come to you. Rather, it will be a curse. And you want to say you are sorry. You are telling God to show you the ancient path. The old way that you were following, you have drifted from that path. And you also say, Pastor, I want the Lord to forgive me. Lift up your hands. Put your hand on your heart. Father, I pray for your little ones. They know, they have now realized that they have gone astray. They have been fighting their fathers when they shouldn't. But Lord, this morning we are returning and we are saying, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. We have willingly gone the wrong way. We have disobeyed your command. Father, forgive us. Holy Spirit, lead us and show us the right path. We pray for grace. Help us to obey. Help us to obey. Help us to honor the people we should honor in our lives, so that curse will not come to us, rather a blessing. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. There is a blessing in honoring fathers. You could even see that the atmosphere in the room changed. Look, don't let your father say negative words concerning your life. Otherwise, it will come to pass. Yeah, one girl, she was becoming very disobedient to the mother. And the mother told her, the mother looked at her face and he said, boom, you understand, you sell beans. The girl went to secondary school, university, has done masters. She's selling beans. Yeah. Don't let your mother tell you, it's a curse. It's a curse. It is not Father's Day. I don't need to preach this thing on Father's Day. Yeah. It's not Father's Day. It's not Father's Day. Because I'm beginning to sense a lot of disobedience. I'm beginning to feel a lot of rebellion. Yeah. Among children. Sometimes it's a story you have heard from your mother. Your father is a drunkard. If your father is a drunkard, even when he curses you, it will come to pass. That's what I'm telling you. One of the people that you should be very careful of are fathers. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Hallelujah. If you want to attract blessing from your father, be nice to him. Be nice to him. When all your siblings are disobeying him, stand with him. Agree with him. When he sends you, go. When your father says, God bless you, it's real. It's real blessing. God will bless you too. So learn it. Don't follow bad examples. You've gone to your friend's house. Your friend is insulting the father. So you think you can also insult your father. It's a bad example. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Look, guys, I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed. And you don't see the importance of these things now. But as you grow, you see it. If I brought your tithe, come. So I brought your tithe, come. If I brought your tithe, come. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit your sons into your care, Lord. Open the windows of heaven over their lives. May you make them fruitful and prosperous. I pray, oh God, for supernatural prosperity in every sector of their lives. May they do well. May they flourish. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.